For the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz alongside Haley Mack, the senior forward out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And your team comes off of a great big weekend at the Minnesota Cup in Duluth. First of all, what was it like playing in that mid-season tournament for your team?
It was good, you know, to get the legs going again after the long break and just get the feel for, you know, the up and down of the ice in a game situation. So it was good.
What was that experience like being part of the Minnesota Cup? Obviously, you're from Minnesota, get to participate in a tournament where you're playing teams you're familiar with. Your team won that semifinal game over St. Cloud State in overtime. All those games were close. Overall, what was that experience like?
It was just really fun. I think it was a really neat experience playing with all those different teams in one building. Three games out of four went into overtime, so you can just see how tough the competition is, and it's fun to see all these athletes that are able to come together and play in Minnesota, Duluth, all of us just coming together and having a tournament like good old days.
UMD ended up beating you guys in that championship game 2-0, but coach said your team played probably one of its best games of the season. How hard is it, how frustrating is it not to be able to get on the scoring side against Rooney?
Yeah, it's very frustrating when you don't score goals. It's tough, but what do you do? That's hockey. It's the way the game goes. That's why you just gear up and get ready for the next game. You got to put it in the past and move on.
Well, your team always has fun and memorable road trips. For you personally, you had probably your most memorable road trip in Minneapolis when we played the Gophers. You got to meet one of your heroes, Jesse James Decker. Obviously, it's your senior year. Could you ask for any better of a senior year road trip?
No, I definitely couldn't. I guess I feel like you just, I think it was kind of fate. I think everything happens for a reason. I mean, what are the odds that we both are staying at the same hotel the same weekend? It was pretty cool. I'll never forget it, that's for sure.
Your team also this last weekend got to do a little team bonding. There's always fun stuff that happens on the road trips. Everybody got to participate in the zero-hour escape room on after the game on Saturday night. And we were divided up by class, and then a couple of us staffers got to be part of it. Your senior class got stuck in the jailbreak. How did that all go?
It went good. We had a couple of bumps in the road, so we didn't get out as fast as we wanted to, but all of us in the big orange jumpsuits, and we were handcuffed the entire hour because we missed the key in the first 7 minutes where we could have taken our handcuffs off, so it was pretty funny.
Again, it's all about the experience. You might not remember some of the games, but you'll remember those road trips, won't you?
Yeah, that's for sure.
This weekend, you're back home, finally back at the Sanford Center. It's been a long time, but it's not going to be an easy one. You've got the Wisconsin Badgers in town. How do you prepare for a team like the number one team in the country?
You just work as hard as you can. You come together as a team, lean on each other, stick to your systems. Just play the way that we've been playing. I think our team has been playing really well. I like the way we're playing. The overall team, I don't think I've ever been a part of a team that's been playing this well or feels that good together.
Well, with a 9-game win streak coming off the last weekend, that is one positive. Why do you think this team is playing so well together?
I just think we're all great friends. We all get along good. We're all on the same page. We just really like each other. I think that helps a lot, just liking each other, getting along well, and sticking together.
You were one of the three teams that have beaten the Badgers here in the last couple of years, Ohio State, Minnesota, Bemidji State. What makes your team so tough against the Wisconsin Badgers?
I don't know. I just think that we play hard, and skilled teams don't like playing against pests or hardworking teams are just annoying, you know, kind of like when you're on the power play, you hate when the PKers are right on you. You just hate it. It just kind of sucks. Yeah.
You on the PK especially. I'm sure the opponents don't like seeing you out there on the penalty kill. Haley, why have you been so successful in getting those shorthanded goals?
I don't know. Honestly, I could have a lot more, so I can't really answer that because I think I could be better at them. But
you're way too humble, Haley. Good luck this weekend. Go get a couple shorthanded goals this weekend too while you're at it.
Thanks, Kelly.